Hello there, I'm Rich Coles. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, it's Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 189. My goodness, we're getting close to episode 200. We're going to start off with some news from the Demented FX Haunted attraction in Holyoke, Massachusetts. Because of the capacity limits in effect this year, tickets will only be available online. Also, all tickets will be reserved for a specific time and day. This has been done with the health and safety of all who attend in mind. We have a 50% capacity limit this year, and as you all know, we have gone over normal capacity on many occasions during the last few seasons. This means we can only allow less than half the amount of people through the haunt we normally would on a given night. This also means tickets will be prone to sell out on any given night. We recommend buying early so you do not miss out. We'll scare you soon. Get your tickets and more info at DementedFX.com. We have a little convention news, this time from the Oddities and Curiosities Expo. We are so excited to safely get back to doing shows next year. We've taken the last 6 months to come up with COVID-19 safety plans that have already been approved by several health departments across the country. Events are just going to be a little different next year, and we all have to follow the event safety guidelines in place so we can get back to it. We are excited to show you all what we've been working on during this downtime. We know that some of these safety precautions are inconvenient, but hope you all understand that for your favorite events to be able to start happening again, we need you. We need your support, participation, and understanding that these guidelines are set in place to keep everyone safe and healthy. Our 2021 schedule will be announced on Halloween night. It will include all original 2020 dates, plus a few new cities. So stay tuned and spread the word. Get that information and watch for that schedule coming out at oddities and curiosities expo.com. We have this news from the Haunted Forest presented by the Watertown Rebels in Watertown, South Dakota. We're shaking things up this year with some new frights. Come check us out. We'll be open Friday, October 23rd from 8 to midnight and Saturday, October 24th from 8 to midnight. Admission is only $15 and save $5 when you bring non-perishable food items. If you're interested in being part of the forest, please message our Facebook page. This is an outdoor event. Masks will not be required. We'll be offering hand sanitizer at the front. And we do ask that you practice social distancing as much as possible and be respectful of others. If you're not feeling well, we ask that you please stay home. Any questions or concerns, please message our Facebook page. We're very excited to scare you this year. This is outside and on dirt and gravel in a cornfield. It can be cold, windy, and while we try to create a good path, there will always be tripping hazards, so we recommend closed-toed shoes. Please remember to be courteous of staff and other visitors. We are fortunate enough to be able to put this on this year, and we want it to be fun and memorable for everyone. Thank you all, and we'll see you soon. Get more information and send them any messages with questions you may have at their Facebook page, facebook.com/rebelshauntedforest. Have a little gaming news. This time with a familiar character possibly coming to Fortnite via BloodyDisgusting.com. Fortnite's current season is chock full of Marvel heroes and villains, with the World Eater Galactus steadily drawing nearer to the world of the Battle Royale giant as the weeks go by. Players can become the likes of Doctor Doom, Storm, Groot, Iron Man, and Wolverine to fight back. There have also been extra surprise additions thrown into the character skin shop, such as the Herald of Galactus, Silver Surfer. There looks to be a new addition on the horizon that's befitting of the spooky season. Marvel's Twitter has posted a series of emojis in the hashtag Fortnite Nexus War, and the choice of symbols hints at the arrival of the Daywalker Blade. It's likely Blade will only appear as a purchasable skin, but it's cool to see Marvel's badass vampire killer added to the game in any capacity. Maybe it'll get a Morbius skin too. Both characters are due for a big screen appearance in the next couple of years, with Jared Leto playing Morbius next year, and Mahershala Ali, hope I didn't butcher that, taking on the role of Blade at a later date. We have this news from the Rebel Yell Haunted House in San Jose, California. Many of you have been asking what our plans are this year. With much regret, we do not believe it will be safe or responsible to do our usual walkthrough haunt this year. However, we will be doing a drive-by slash walk-by scene, which we're tentatively calling Dead Man's Party. The scene will be spread across the front yard and driveway and will feature our graveyard scene along with some of our best effects, animatronic props, and possibly live actors. We expect to have the scene up and running by the weekend before Halloween through Sunday, November 1st. We'll have more details soon, so stay tuned. Get that info at rebelyell.info. We have this sad news from the Slaughtered at Sunrise Haunted House in Armada, Michigan. It is with a heavy heart that we have to announce that the farm has sold. This means that Slaughtered at Sundown will be closed for good. We want to thank all of our patrons for so many amazing seasons. We're in the process of setting up for a huge sale. We will be selling everything. Please watch our page for announcements on the sale date and time. A short list of things for sale will include air compressors, hay wagons, generators, miscellaneous horse tack, Halloween props, costume, makeup, lighting, etc., paint, appliances, and much more. We will not be responding to any messages or comments at this time, but get more info and keep up with updates on the sale at their Facebook page, facebook.com/slaughteredatsundownattraction. We have this news on the upcoming film, Monster Hunter. This is via BloodyDisgusting.com. A brief teaser trailer recently has indicated that Paul W.S. Anderson's Monster Hunter would be releasing in December 2020, and now an actual date has been provided. Mila Jovovich slays giant monsters on December 30th. Originally scheduled for theatrical release on September 4th, Sony's Screen Gems had more recently bumped Anderson's Monster Hunter all the way to April 23rd of 2021. In the film, quote, "Behind our world there is another, a world of dangerous and powerful monsters that rule their domain with deadly ferocity. When an unexpected sandstorm transports Lieutenant Artemis, played by Mila Jovovich, and her unit, T.I. Harris, Megan Good, Diego Boneta, to a new world, the soldiers are shocked to discover that this hostile and unknown environment is home to enormous and terrifying monsters immune to their firepower. In their desperate battle for survival, the unit encounters the mysterious Hunter, played by Tony Jaa, whose unique skills allow him to stay one step ahead of the powerful creatures. As Artemis and Hunter slowly build trust, she discovers that he is part of the team led by the Admiral, played by Ron Perlman. Facing a danger so great it could threaten to destroy their world, the brave warriors combine their unique abilities to band together for the ultimate showdown." The movie is, of course, an adaptation of Capcom's video game series. As always, we'll keep up with this and give you more details as they become available. We have this news on the upcoming Gordy's Pumpkin Run 5K coming to Akron, Ohio. On October 24th at 9 a.m. at Lock 3, 200 South Main Street in Akron, come join the fun of the Gordy's Pumpkin Run. This is a fall lovers event. The leaves are beginning to turn those gorgeous colors. Goodbye to the hot and humid air, and welcome crisp, cooler air. Lemonade is now swapped for apple cider. Whether you choose the 5K run or add the tough pumpkin option, one thing will remain the same. This will become your favorite fall tradition. All participants will receive entry to the 5K run or walk, all ages and abilities welcome. A 2020 lightweight tech hoodie, perfect for fall running weather. A 2020 finisher's medal. A commemorative race bib with chip timing. A cup of apple cider at the finish line. Free professional race photos. And a small pumpkin to take home. Is 3.1 miles too easy for you? Add on the tough pumpkin option and we'll supply you with a pumpkin to run or walk with during the race. Cross the finish line with it and you'll earn a second exclusive tough pumpkin medal. For more information, visit GordysPumpkinRun.com. We have this sad news from the Blind Scream Haunted House in Santa Rosa, California. It is with a heavy heart we have to announce that Blind Scream Haunted House will not be opening this year due to COVID-19 restrictions. Please check on us during the season because we do have other things we are cooking up. Thank you for letting us scare you in the past. In the future. Keep up with those updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/blindscreamhauntedhouse. We have more California news, this time an update on the Higbee Horror Haunt in Modesto, California. All of us at Higbee Horror Haunt are saddened to announce that we unfortunately will not be able to operate this year due to changes in the guidelines and uncertainty with the health department towards haunted houses for COVID, we'll have to miss out on 2020, but that does not mean we won't be back. This does not reflect the guidelines toward the Halloween Guys store, as they will continue to be open and following the guidelines set for the safety and well-being of you as a customer and the employees of the store. We hope everyone has a safe and fun Halloween. Hopefully we'll see you next year. Go to facebook.com/HigbeeHorrorHaunt for more information. We have this news from the anime horror series, Be the Beginning. Shout Factory is releasing this stunning ultimate edition of the anime horror series, Be the Beginning, this month. Part horror and part suspense, the series centers on the tiny city-state of Cremona, where a string of gruesome murders has taken place. The victims are all vicious killers, and from an enigmatic mark left at each crime scene, people call this mysterious executioner Killer B. The Ultimate Edition is packed with bonus features including the soundtrack, Blu-ray of the series, a 160-page art book, three art cards, and a sweet oversized hard case packaging. A standard edition is also available. You can order yours now at shoutfactory.com. There's some more film news, this time from the film Train to Busan Presents Peninsula. This also comes from BloodyDisgusting.com. It was released in theaters only back in August, and now Sang-ho Yeon's Train to Busan follow-up, Peninsula, will head home for the holidays on 4K, Ultra HD, Blu-ray, and DVD. Peninsula will be available from the safety of your own home beginning November 24th. Bonus features include a making-of featurette, interviews and trailers. For home streaming, Shudder has acquired the film and will debut it in 2021. 4 years after South Korea's total decimation in Train to Busan, Jung Seok, Gang Don-won, a soldier who previously escaped the diseased wasteland, relives the horror when assigned to a covert operation with two simple objectives, retrieve and survive. When his team unexpectedly stumbles upon survivors, their lives will depend on whether the best or worst of human nature prevails in the direst of circumstances. In her review for Bloody Disgusting, Megan Navarro wrote, "This sequel goes full throttle on the blockbuster spectacle, making for an exhilarating feature that exists in a heightened reality." And finally, we have this update from Elvira. The Elvira Collector's Edition of In Search of Darkness Part 2 is available only until midnight on Halloween. This includes the Elvira mini-documentary, Elvira poster, your name in the credits, and priority access to a special online Q&A with yours cruelly. To get more information and to order that collector's edition, go to 80shorrordoc.com/Elvira. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is October and fall is in its full glory. The temperatures are dropping, the wind is picking up, the leaves are changing, and haunted houses are open, and this is no doubt the greatest month of the year. And you'll never convince me otherwise. So even though a lot of people are a little hesitant about going out to haunted houses this year because of, you know, obvious reasons, you know, one of the great things that you can do this time of year is enjoy this weather, open your windows before you go to sleep, sit out on your front porch, and curl up with a great book. You know, I love to read. I will sit out on my front porch or my back deck and just read all the time, but there's something special about reading a book in the fall, especially a Halloween-related book or a spooky story. This is the time, you know, if you have the leaves blowing through the trees and the wind and everything, it is just a magical time to sit with a hot beverage of your choice, or cold, and enjoy a book. And about 2 years ago at HauntCon in New Orleans, I met up with an author by the name of J. Michael Roddy. He was putting together a book called J. Michael Roddy's Haunter's Tales, which is a really interesting collection of stories put together by people like, oh, haunters would know these names, Nick Wolfe, Leonard Pickle, Joe Moe, Tom Savini, lots and lots of cool poems and short stories and all sorts of things. It's a great book. I've read this thing at least twice, most all the stories and the poems and everything. But he's coming out with a Volume 2. In fact, pre-orders are going on sale this week. You can get your very own autographed copy or not. So I had to talk to J. Michael Roddy from his home in Winter Garden, Florida, where it is a bone-numbing 80 degrees. Perfect fall weather in Florida. Michael, how you doing, man?
Oh, my gosh. It is. It's the middle of fall here in Florida. Yeah, there's just a touch of fall in the air, just a little bit. So 80 degrees, you know, we're breaking out the sweaters and thinking about building a fire. That's one thing I always wish I had that I don't have in Florida is that beautiful fall, which you just described so beautifully. My gosh, I'm now jonesing for a trip up north.
Well, you're always welcome to come up here to the Carolinas and check out the parkway and the leaves changing and everything. I was in the mountains of Virginia last weekend, and the leaves are really starting to poke out. Not in full color yet, but they will be in a week or two. So maybe a road trip's in your future. But let's talk about A Haunter's Tale Volume 1 before we get on to Volume 2. It's self-published that you put out, and I have a copy of this, and I love this. This is a collection of artwork and poetry and short stories and longer stories put out by, not necessarily people that you would look at as authors. How did you come about, asking and getting all these people? Some of them are haunters, some of them are actors, some of them are in the entertainment business, some of them, I have no idea who they are. But how did you get those people to all send you stuff for this book?
Well, so, the idea for the original Haunter's Tale, Volume 1, and thank you for your kind words, I'm glad you enjoyed it. The idea was basically, I've been in the haunt industry now for almost 25 years, and I've met some amazing people, just amazing, wonderful artists and writers and creators. And I was thinking, what can I do to give back to the community? And I came up with this idea that I love anthology books. I always have. I love anthology shows. Night Gallery is actually one of my favorite shows. And so I thought, well, what if I position myself as kind of the Rod Serling, and I'll go out and curate, if you will, or find some stories and nuggets out there with all of the people that I know love what I love. They love the things that go bump in the dark. They love the melancholy of the fall. They love the flickering orange flame of a candle. They love the sound of the wind in the trees, that it might be a ghost or it might just be, wind. So I started that. I just reached out to a couple people that I hold very close to me, and I said, I'm thinking about doing this. And they were like, that's great. Yeah, we're in. And it just really went from there. I handpicked a lot of people that I knew would really be on board, and then actually just did through that, met some other people and reached out to some people that I knew of that I didn't really even have contact with as far as in the haunt community, but I knew their name and they knew my name, and we would have a great, call and realize that haunters we all love the same. We all love the same thing, and we all want to keep that magic of Halloween and the fall alive. And so that really is how it started. And, one of the first calls I made was to Tom Savini, and he's a friend of mine. And I said, Tom, would you, he has haunt industry cred as well as being an amazing director and a makeup legend and an amazing actor. He's created haunts, and he knows just as well as we do, it's really about the art of illusion. And I said, would you be kind of our introduction into this? And he's like, absolutely. So he got on board, and then I just started getting the stuff little by little. It would be emailed to me or mailed to me, and my only restriction was that I wanted it to be something that spoke to your love. And that could be anything. It could be a short story. It could be a poetry. It could be a true ghost story. It could be a haunt you designed, a story that about the haunt you designed, anything like that, as long as it was authentic. And I was really happy, and I launched it at HauntCon in 2019, January of 2019. And, it did well. People really liked it, and I think I kept my promise to the people that were involved, and I promoted them, and I showed them in the best possible light. And then I started thinking, as a good anthology, I should do a volume 2 and a volume 3. I'd love to do one of these every year, year and a half, if I can. So then the idea for volume 2 came, and I was like, all right, let's make it bigger and better.
So with Volume 2, are you looking at the same people that you talked to in Volume 1, or did you have, so many people inquiring that, you have enough that you don't have to go back to the same people, or is there kind of a mix?
Primarily, it's all new. And the reason for that is again, I want to give as many people an opportunity as I can. You know, and there were a lot of people like yourself that I met at HauntCon that, you know, hopefully you'll be part of Volume 3. You know, the haunt community is huge, and especially this year, we need something like this. Just because so many haunters are kind of have been, you know, not financially, I really can't help financially, but I can help keep the idea of Halloween alive and the haunt community alive and support all of these wonderful people. So when I decided to do Volume 2, I said, okay, let me reach out and get some neat folks. And, you know, I think there's maybe, in Haunter's Tale Volume 2, let me just say this, we have over 50 contributors, which wow. Is mind-blowing. And when I said I wanted to do it bigger and better, we went from around 250 pages to almost 500. So it's almost double the size.
Wow.
And this time I reached out even further, and, you know, I've got an introduction by our good friend Danny Roebuck, who I'm sure some people will know. And then I've got a foreword by Scott Swenson. I've got some well wishes from Doug Jones. And Joe Moe actually returns to give us some final thoughts at the end of the book.
Nice.
But then I got, oh my gosh, I got Mike Aiello from Universal. I got Ricky Briganti, Danny Burzloff. Danny Burzloff was a part of the very first Halloween Horror Nights when it was called Fright Nights. Dave Cobb, who's a legend in the theme park design. You know, and then I've got people like Jessica Dwyer, who is a really smart, really amazing kind of journalist in the horror community. I've got Ed Edmonds, who's a legend. I've got, it just goes on and on. You know, Alan Hopps, Char Mayer, John LaFlamboy, Eddie McLaurin. All these names are people that have haunts and or have been involved in haunts. And then I opened it up a little bit more and went back to my Terror on Church Street roots. And Jack Nieberlein, who I worked at Terror with, has a great recollection about Terror on Church Street. And then, you know, I opened it up to some new artists that are just starting, that are younger. We have two artists, authors, that are younger, preteen or tween, I think is what they call them. Sorry, the dog is barking. There must be something happening out there.
Maybe it's a ghost.
Sorry, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, sorry. And I have to say that, you know, that's been something that's been very, very important to me is the future of the haunt industry. So Michael Aiello's son is named Caden, has contributed what it means for a young tween to be kind of bitten by the haunt bug, because his Instagram handle is Pictures Character, and he grew up around it, and that's what he wants to do. And then, you know, I love the opportunity to let them speak and to hear their thoughts. And then I've got a young lady named Avery Moulter, who is an amazing, amazing artist that does some really dark stuff, and is really, really, I'm excited to showcase her.
Wow. And are these people, like, known for writing, or are they just giving you their thoughts, or is any of their work fiction, or, you know, I know John LaFlamboy has written screenplays, and I know, yeah. You know, Alan Hopps has got stories forever, but I'm not familiar with any of their work as far as literature.
Well, that's what's great, too, is because hopefully you'll see some of these folks that you think you know in a new light as really amazing writers, and also just kind of in the case of John LaFlamboy, you know, he has this wonderful, wonderful piece that really looks at a moment of during his haunt experience. So there's a lot of remembrances. There's a lot of fiction. There's some artwork and photography. And I also have to just make sure that I point this out. A lot of this would not have been possible without our good friends Nick and Beverly Pappas.
Wonderful couple.
I Yeah, Nick and Beverly Pappas are, you know, just everyone's parents in the haunt industry, or biggest supporters, or their your favorite uncle and aunt. However, I think they would be comfortable being kind of mentioned, but they contributed because last year they took the book and took it on a tour. They took volume one and took it on a tour and talked to some of their friends who didn't know, and all of a sudden that's how I got some of these people like Shane Matheny and Eddie McGuire and John LaFanboy.
Hmm. Well, you will not find a more supportive couple of in the haunt industry than the Pappases, and you know, to hear that they were instrumental in this is fantastic.
Yeah, I have to say too, like I had never met them before HauntCon of 2019, and they quickly just became two of my favorite people in the whole wide world, and you know have really helped elevate Volume 2. I make sure that there are the special credits along with their contribution, and they're just two of my favorite people. And then something else that haunters might love is, I hope they do, good friends of mine, Linwood Sasser and John Arnold. So Linwood and I worked as actors together at Universal Studios in the Wayback Machine. And we both loved classic monsters, so we would always be quoting it and stuff. And then we talked about our love of Famous Monsters magazine and Fangoria. So, Linwood and John told me that, you know, oh, you love Fangoria. I'm like, yeah. And they go, you know, we were in a Fangoria once. I'm like, what? Hmm. And they said, yeah, we won a contest. We put together the first annual comic strip, the first Fangoria Splatter Bowl. Now, this was in 1984, 85, and I remember getting this article of Fangoria, and if I'm not mistaken, it's on the cover is B, right, with the man's face being pulled apart, you realize that underneath is the lizard.
Right.
And they put together this thing that's a comic, and I got permission from Fangoria to reprint it for the first time since it's been in that original issue. So It's beautiful, the full comic is in there. And it's in glorious black and white. You can color it if you want. But it is the idea of the Splatter Bowl is basically Michael Myers versus Jason Voorhees versus Leatherface versus a surprise victim at the end, a surprise creature at the end. So I hope fans will really love that.
Well, I can hardly wait to order my copy, which, again, as I mentioned before, pre-orders are going on sale this week. And if you make the pre-order this week, you get something special, I understand.
Yeah, so the book is being printed right now. And, you know, as an idea, I think we're going to announce the actual release of the book on Amazon probably the week before Halloween, the weekend before Halloween. But I thought if you wanted to, you know, those fans out there that want to get it autographed, I'll do pre-sales on my Haunter's Tale Facebook. You can order the book. It'll be $20 for the autographed copy, plus, I believe, an extra $4 for shipping and handling. So for $24, you'll get the first copies autographed.
And, you know, that involves a lot of reading with almost 500 pages there. So that's you're getting a lot of bang for $24, it sounds like.
And I'll be transparent as well. Like when it comes out on Amazon, it'll probably be about 17. So you're getting an autograph for $3 and then just paying shipping. So,
hey, you're still cheaper.
But you'll get it before anyone else.
You're cheaper than a lot of HorrorCon celebrities. So there you go. That's
well, I just want to make sure people, your listeners who I have the most respect for the haunt community and love the haunt community. I've had such fun being part of it for so long. I just want to make sure that, you know, these volumes, volume one and now volume two, are really so that you get to know the people that have created some great stuff. And it's really like, it's such an easy read because you can read one chapter a night and it'll be completely different. And I also have to mention that each one of these stories or poems or photographs or pieces of artwork. Also then comes with an in-depth interview, just like I did in Volume 1, so you get to know the person behind the story or the person behind the horror.
Very nice. If you're an aspiring author or you're somebody in the haunt industry that might want to contribute towards Volume 3, when will you start taking submissions for that?
I am going to actually put out a call at the end of this week to start getting submissions for Volume 3. So if you're interested, please reach out to me at my email. It's Haunter's Tale, HAUNTERSTALE, at gmail.com. And I would love to feature you. Again, this is a book for us, by us.
I like that. So once again, for people who are interested, you know, Halloween is coming. Great time to just curl up under a nice blanket in front of a fire, get some beverage and enjoy a book. You know, that other holiday that happens a couple of months after Halloween, this would make a great gift for your haunter friends and your horror friends and anybody that enjoys books. How can they get those pre-orders? How can they get more information about you? Maybe a Volume 1 if you still have copies and they want to purchase that.
Sure.
Where can people get more information with websites, social medias, etc.?
Yeah, so if you want Volume 1, you can order it on Amazon. Just look up J. Michael Roddy's Haunter's Tale. It's available on Amazon right now. And then if you want to pre-order Volume 2 for the next week, it'll be on Haunter's Tale. Just look up at Haunter's Tale on Facebook. Or you can also reach out to me, email hauntersTale@gmail.com, and we'll hook you up. And, you know, I'm so excited. And the thing about this is there's something for everybody in this book. That's why I love anthologies. You know, you might not love all of them, but I guarantee you at least a few will really get under your skin and permeate.
I do have to admit, I do have some personal favorites from Volume 1, and I cannot wait to get my copy of Volume 2. J. Michael Roddy, J. Michael Roddy is the author of Haunter's Tale Volume 1, soon to be out with Haunter's Tale Volume 2. Catch him on Facebook, order his Volume 1 on Amazon, pre-order through his Facebook page now if you want an autographed copy, or Amazon in a couple of weeks. Michael Roddy, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I wish you nothing but success with Volume 2 and soon to be Volume 3.
Which you will be a part of.
We'll see. It depends on if I send you anything. But I have some stuff I might throw out there. So once again, folks...
Well, happy Halloween, my friend.
And happy Halloween to you, sir. Once again, folks, check out J. Michael Roddy, Haunter's Tale on Amazon. Pick yourself up a copy of that book, and hey... You know, you've already binge-watched everything on Netflix and Hulu, so you might as well get into those books that you have been putting aside for a while. Once again, this is Drew Badger, and this is The Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank, once again, Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out The Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying... Good night.